Afer Lecha Chanukah. Bez Hashem, tonight's shir, Vile'ilu Nishmas, my grandmother, her first yahrzeit was today, Chana Bas Rav Yaakov. I think it's befitting that a tefillah shir should be Le'ilu Nishmasa. She was an extraordinary woman, she really was. But one of the things that was so amazing about her was her tefillah. She loved to daven. That was one of her things. She spent hours a day davening. So this year, Be'ez Hashem, should be Le'ilu Nishmasa, Chana Bas Rav Yaakov. Last time we learned the beginning of the pasuk, Vani Tfilasi L'cha Hashem Eis Ratzon. And we explained two ways of understanding the pasuk. The first is from the Talmud Yerushalmi and Makkos, that David HaMelech is saying that I daven, Vani, I daven, that my tefillah should be at a time of Eis Ratzon. It's a tefillah that my upcoming tefillah should be at a time of Ratzon. The second explanation was based on the Gemara in Brachas, that Vani means that I, David HaMelech, arranged that my tefillah should be at a time of Ratzon, at the time that the tefillah is that tzibur is davening, which is a time of Ratzon. And we explained that the significance of davening b'tzibur and the effectiveness of that is as much as we are kailal, we include ourselves with the tzibur. We include ourselves, that's as much as how we connect with the tzibur, and that's how we have the power of tefillah b'tzibur. Be'ez Hashem, this week we're going to move on to the end of the pasuk. Elikim b'rov chazdecha, aneini b'emes yishecha. Literally means, Elikim, God, b'rov chazdecha, with the abundance of your kindness, aneini, answer me b'emes yishecha, with the truth of your salvation. So, if you just focus a little bit on the pasuk here, there's a little bit of a discrepancy. In the beginning of the pasuk, we refer to Hashem with the Shem Havaya. Vani tfilasi l'cha Hashem, Eis Ratzon. But then, in the latter part of the pasuk, we change to, we call Hashem Elikim. Elikim b'rav chasdecha. Why is this? So, we know that the Shem Hashem Havaya is referring to the midah of Rachem and of Chesed of Hashem, and Elikim is the hanhaga of din. When Hashem is nahig with din, with justice, with gvura, that is Elikim. So, the way we could understand it is as follows, that the beginning of the pasuk is talking about at a time of Eis Ratzon. And Eis Ratzon, we explained last week, is a time of rachamim, a time of chesed. So there, when the beginning of the pasuk, which is talking about a time of Ratzon, there we refer to Hashem as Hashem, Yudke Vavke, the Shem Havaya, which is connotes the midah of rachamim, the midah of chesed. At the end of the pasuk, Elikim b'rav chasdecha, that I saw in the Yavitz and his Siddur on Shabbos by Mincha, he explains that the end of the pasuk is referring to a different a point in time where it's not an Eis Ratzon, where it's a time of when Hashem is neig with us with din. So that's the second part of the pasuk. So that, therefore we switch over to Elikim is referring to a time where Hashem is not being neig with us with chesed and rachamim, and it's rather din, so we switch over to Elikim. This introduces a very blatant problem over here, because what's going on? Elikim, we say, b'rov chasdecha. Elikim, b'rov chasdecha. That's a contradiction, because Elikim is the mid of din. And we say, Elikim, b'rov chasdecha, with the abundance of your kindness, you should answer me? What's going on over here? So this is sort of a contradiction internally in the second part of the pasuk. So I saw Rabbi Avram, the Vilna Gaon's son, and his pirush Be'er Avram, on this pasuk, he says, he also explains the end of the pasuk, Elikim, he says, Be'eis she'ato misnahig imodi b'midas adin. Also, Elikim is referring to a time when Hashem is being noihig with me, with the midah of din. So what's b'rav chasdecha? So he says very cryptic words. His words are like this. B'rav chasdecha she'hemo t'munim b'gvurei secha. The abundant kindness of Hashem is hidden in the Gvura, in the din of Hashem, lies, it's hidden, the Berov Chazdecha, the abundant kindness. So we're going to try to explore what this means, Tanebezus Hashem. What does this mean? That in the Gvura of Hashem, when Hashem is being naig with din, in that is hidden Hashem's Gvura, what does this mean? So to understand this, we're going to be makdim, Ezus Hashem, with a very interesting Vilna Gaon. It's found in the Haggadah, his Pirush on Haggadah Shal Pesach. on V'hisha Amda. We end off V'hisha Amda and we say V'hakadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Mi'adam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from the hands of the nations. So he goes on to explain the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the ways we refer to Hashem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As far as I'm concerned, it's not a pasuk, I don't think. It's Chazal call Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the meaning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I'm going to read his words inside. Very interesting. He says like this. Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra, the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we call Hashem that, Al Shem Klol Yois Hashkachos Yisbarach, the general Hashkacha that Hashem has with the world. Shehem V'beiz Bechinois, there's two main Bechinois, two main ways Hashem runs the world. The two are Chasadim U'Gvurois, Chesed and Gvura, Chesed and Din. Those are the two general ways Hashem runs the world. He goes on to explain that that's the two things, Kadosh and Baruch Hu. Kadosh, Baruch Hu. He says like this, V'HaKadosh Nikra Ba'asoysei Din Ba'ilam. We call Hashem HaKadosh when we refer to this, that He is Noyheg with Din, with the world. Why? He says when Hashem does Din and gives Einshim and has justice, what happens is, Oz Niskadosh Shmoi Ba'ilam. Hashem's name is Niskadosh. Umisyarin mimenu. Joining in?
Hello. Hi.
Naftali. Hi. Thank you for zooming in. Okay, Freilichen Chanukah. Okay. So we're in the middle of learning a Vilna Gaon in his Pirush Tagadosh al Pesach, that he explains the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring to two ways Hashem runs the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says like this, HaKadosh Nikra Ba'asoyse Din Ba'olam. HaKadosh is referring to when Hashem does Din with the world. Why? Oz Niskadosh Shmoi Ba'olam. When Hashem does Din with the world, Hashem's name is Niskadosh. Umisyaren Mimenu. People have yira from Hashem. V'yedu kulum, and everyone realizes shehu mufresh mikol. Everyone realizes that Hashem is kadosh and mufresh, separated from the world. And he brings down, kabbalistically speaking, tikkunei zayar, that the word kadosh refers to connotes the midah of din. So that's kadosh. Then he says baruchu, baruch nikra al chazda yasher gavar ba'olam. Baruch refers to this that Hashem is noyig with chesed with the world. When Hashem does chesed, al yideizen is baruch b'fi kol. When Hashem does chesed, Hashem's name is benched. V'zehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when we call Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, referring to these two hanhagas, chesed and din. HaKadosh al ha'gvura asher hu oisa, kadosh on the gvura that he does, u'baruch hu, and baruch al ha'tovos asher hu oisa, on the tov that Hashem does. He goes on to say, that's the pasuk in Yecheskel, V'hiskadalti v'hiskadashti. Pasuk says, V'hiskadalti v'hiskadashti. So he says, these are the two things, chesed and din. Hiskadalti, we know gedula, is referring to chesed. V'hiskadalti batoivas asher esa oz. Hiskadalti is Hashem, when Hashem does chesed, then he's niskadal. V'hiskadashti is with the nekomais asher esa. That's the, as parenthetically, in the spirit of Chanukah, this could be when we say, in the Alanisim, Ulcha Asisa Shem Gadol V'Kadosh Ba'olam Echa. Hashem's name was Niskadol V'Niskadosh, Gadol V'Kadosh. What are the two things? Because by the Nes of Chanukah, Hashem did two things. Hashem gave us a tremendous chesed. He saved us from the Yevanim. So that's Gadol, that's chesed. And Kadosh, also Hashem was Nekamtas Nikmasam. Hashem punished the Rishon, right? He gave them over to us. So that's Gadol. Hashem's name was Niskadol v'Niskadosh. So, L'cha asis Hashem Gadol v'Kadosh Baruch Mecha. Okay. The Vilna Gaon is not finished. He goes on to say two more points. Very interesting. He says like this. He notes that we don't just say HaKadosh Baruch. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu is a Lashon, he says, of Nistar. Something Hashem is, it's hidden. So he says, why? Why is it Baruch Hu? So he says, I'll read his words. V'omar Baruch Hu, why? Shechazdoi gonuz v'nelam. Because Hashem's chesed is hidden and it's concealed from us. Now, we're going to try to understand what this means. What does that mean? Hashem's chesed is concealed, is hidden. But that's what he says. That's why it says, when it comes to Baruch, we add in Baruch Hu, because it's hidden. And then he goes on to say one more thing. He's bothered by a question. Why is it that we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Really, we should say Baruch Hu Kadosh. Why? Because we would first talk about the chesed and then about the din. Like in the pasuk, V'skadalti V'skadashti. First we talk about the chesed and then the gvura. So why is it that we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we don't say the other way? We should say Baruch Hu V'kadosh or something. Baruch Hu V'kadosh. Why is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's his question. So he says like this. I'll read his words. Rak al yidei ha-gvurois, through the gvurois, nisgalak tzas, it's revealed a little bit, mechazdoi ha-ne'lama, from his hidden chesed. Through the gvurois, through the kadosh, that's how it's revealed a little bit from the Baruch Hu, from the hidden chesed. And he says, "Olachein Amar Tchila Kadosh V'Achakach Baruch Hu." That's why we say first Kadosh, then Baruch Hu, because through the Kadosh, through the Gvura of Hashem, the Hanhog of Din, it's revealed a little bit of Hashem's hidden Chesed.
Why do we say in Shmonaseh?
First Ma.
What? Huh?
Shmonaseh.
First Ma.
Gadol.
Okay. So that's a good question. It's a discussion in itself. Okay, we can talk about it after. Okay, so obviously the words of the Vilna Gaon are sort of illuminating, but at the same time, they need a lot of explanation. What does it mean that Hashem's chesed is hidden in the world? So Hashem's chesed is mala haaretz, right? It's Hashem's chesed, we see it all over the world. What does this mean? Hashem's chesed is hidden. And even more what's puzzling is that he says that through the gvuris of Hashem, it's revealed a little bit of Hashem's chesed. What does this mean? What's going on? So to understand this, Bezus Hashem, I want to learn with the Olam a little bit here, from the Sefer Shari Oira. The Shari Oira is a very early Sefer, Heligat Sefer, the Arizal was Meshabechet. It's in Shari Vav. Before I just read his words, just as a short hakdama, that when we talk about Chesed and Gvura in Svarim, they refer to Chesed and Gvura as Yamin and Smol. Yamin, the right side, is referring to Chesed, and Smol, the left side, is Gvura. Another thing that the Svarim talk about, that Safoin, the north side, is referring to Gvura, and Doraim is referring to the Midah of where Chesed comes from. That's another thing. So just as a Hagdama to understand the Shire. So I'm going to read his words, reads inside. He says like this. Kvar hoydanucha, I already explained before. Ki midas ha-chesed, the midah of chesed, shehi b'yamin, which is from the right, tomid psucha umzumenes, it's always continuously open and ready, lahafik l'chol shoyl, to bestow on anyone who asks. Uksha adam shoyl chafetza, when a person asks his desires from Hashem, me'es Hashem from Hashem, azai, then what happens then is misayreres midas hachesed, the mid of chesed is triggered, is inspired, umayshaches mimkar haratzin, and it draws down from the mikar haratzin from up in Shemayim, kol mini ha'isher, all types of wealth, v'chol mini toivis, and all goodness, losays l'shoyel demachsayir, to give the person who asks whatever he needs, no problem. That's what happens when a person asks from Hashem. That inspires the Midah of Chesed, and the Midah of Chesed, no questions asked, just showers down from Shemayim, tons of Chesed. Sounds so easy. But then what happens? U'kishemagiyin oisan ha-matonis v'hatayvis. When those matonis, those gifts, and those goodness come down to this world, and they pass through mitzad midah smol, they pass through the Midah of smol, which is Gvura, azai, then what happens? Oimedes mitzad ha-din. It stands by the din. Shemitzat Safin, which is on the north side of the world. Uma keves el hayamin, and it holds back, it restrains, holds back the yamin, the chesed, ligmar to finish off chefetz eshel, the requests of the person who asked. Vaymarasin, it says, slow down. Neshev ledin, let's sit down and judge. V'nira, let's see. Im zeh ha-shoel roi losis loi sha'el azu sha'ol alei. Let's see if the person that asked is befit, is worthy of getting that goodness. So what happens then is, nidoin ha-shoel. The shoel, the person who asked, gets a judgment. B'sanhedre g'dayla. And this is something called Sanhedre g'dayla. Hoimedes b'tzofin, which stands on the tzofin of the world. V'im hu roi, if he's worthy of getting this thing, okay. Noitnim loy shay lasai, they give it to him, no problem. Vim einoy roi, but if he's not worthy, moinim imenu, they hold back from him. Kol oisei ha'isha, all that wealth. V'chol oisei ha'toiv, and all that goodness. Shem shicha midas ha'chesed, that the mid of chesed brought down to the world. But then what happens is very interesting. V'oz, and then, mikabeles midas ha'din, ha'hi bitzofin, the mid of din, which is in Tzofen, receives, is Mekabelas, kol oisei ha'isher, all that wealth, v'chol oisei ha'toiv, and it receives, it takes in all that goodness, u'machneses oisei, and it gathers it in, be'oitzroi seha, in its own storage houses, u'bebotei ginozeha, and its own treasure houses, asher b'tzofen, which is on the north of the world, v'nishar kol oisei ha'isher, and all that wealth remains there. V'chol oisei ha'toiv, and all that goodness, b'oitzer is tzofin. In the north, by the place of din, in the oitzer, in the storage house of tzofin. Why is it like that? So he says a rule. L'fi sheme acher shemoshcha midas ha'din oisem lamata. Once the midah of chesed, l'fi sheme acher shemoshcha midas ha'chesed oisem lamata. Once the midah of chesed brought down to this world, Shuv einum choizim lam kaimum. They don't go back up to Shemaim. Whatever comes down doesn't go back up. Shemaim just gives. It doesn't receive back. Shemaim sends down chesed. Once it comes down and it can't go to the shoyel, it can't go back. It doesn't go back up to Shemaim. So what happens to it? Elo mekabelas oisam sanhedri gedayla shar bitzofen. This sanhedri gedayla he's calling it, which is bitzofen, receives and holds in its oitzer all this goodness. He says fascinating words. Ulafikach. And therefore, nikras tzofoin. That's why it's called tzofoin. Why? Lefisha shom tzvunim kol mine oisher. Because there it's hidden. Tzvunim is a lashon of hidden. All that wealth. V'chol hagenozim. V'chol amatzpoinim. V'chol hazov. All the gold, all the goodness, all the wealth is hidden over there in tzofoin. And that's why it's called tzofoin. He goes on to say an amazing thing. Since that place which is called Tzofin, that's where all the wealth is. That's why Omru Razal, that's why Chazal say, someone who wants to become wealthy, Yatspin. He should face north. And he goes on to explain, when a person is doing, when he's facing north, he's tapping in to that place of Tzofin to receive that goodness which is hidden in Tzofin. And he says that's why the Shulchan was Bitzafin. Why was the Shulchan and the Mishkan on the northern side? Because from Tzafin, that's where you could tap in to the wealth that Hashem sends down to the world. That's where the wealth of the world lies. In the place of Tzafin, in the place of Din, that's where the Chesed lies. That's where the Chesed, the Chesed that couldn't be activated. Because it was held back by the Midas Adin, but the Midas Adin holds it there. And that's a place where it stays, and that's where it is. He goes on to say, amazing, Vida, you should know, Ki kol oisher hazeh, all this wealth that's been sitting there for years, there's so much there. All the generation, that person wakes up in the morning, he asks for $1 million, Tashem, I should get $1 million today, Midas HaChesed would send it down. So a person, there's so much chesed being pumped into this world, but we're not getting it. Because the Midas Adin stops it, but it's so much there. So much there. And then he says like this, Kol oisha hazeh, v'chol elu hamatzpoinais, asher b'tzofen, all that wealth and all those treasures, which is in the tzofen, kulon gnuzim, they're all hidden, u'shmurim, and they're guarded there, u'muchonim, and they're waiting and ready, l'tzadikim l'asalavim. They're waiting for the tzadikim l'asalavim. V'cheinu oimer, and that's what David HaMelech and Tehillim says, Marav tuvcho, what greatness, how much of it, asher tzofanto l'reyecho, that you're you're being matzpin, that you're holding and hiding for the people who fear you. La'asalav, Hashem is going to open up these storage houses totally, and they're going to come gushing forth for the tzaddikim, all this taif that's been waiting and sitting through the generations. We see from here an amazing idea and how to understand the way Hashem runs with chesed and gvura. That chesed is very easy to give. Chesed, a person asks, the mila of chesed sends it, not looking at who the person is. Hashem sends chesed, chesed. Din stops it. But what, furthermore, what he's saying is that the din stops it, but the chesed lies hidden in the by the place of din, and that's why we tap into the chesed through that place of din. It's very interesting. The Vilna Gaon in Shir HaShirim, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tezayin, he in very short, and he refers to much of this idea. He says like this. He hints to this. He says, "Ki betzafon shom kol hatoivos." In Safon, he doesn't explain himself, but after learning the Shari Ori, we can understand what he means. "Ki betzafon shom kol hatoivos." In Safon, in the north, that's where all the toiv lies. Like it says, Ma'arav Tufcha Asher Tzafanta L'Reyecha. Behu Beruach Tzafon. That's in the northern side. Rak Shu Tzafon Sham. The thing is that it's hidden there. It's Tzafon. But he adds one more piece. Very interesting. He says, U'Kamoisha K'moisha No'imrim. Like we say in davening. And the second Baruch HaShemayin Eser. The second Baruch HaShemayin Eser is Gvurois. We talk about Hashem's Gvura. The Midah of Gvura, the Din of Hashem. We start off Ato Gibar, right? Hashem is Gibar. Hashem has the Anhaga of Din of Gvura. Shehu Midas Hadin. That's the Midah of Din. But then he says something very interesting happens. What do? We continue on the bracha, and we talk about tons of Chesed. Mechalkal Chaim b'Chesed. Mitzoyim Ichnoiflim v'Roifei Chaylim. What's going on here? I thought we're talking about the Midah of Chesed of the Gvura. He says he doesn't explain much, but that's what he's saying, that the chesed of Hashem is in the place of Gvura. That's where the chesed of Hashem in this world is hidden, and that's where it could be tapped into. And just perhaps a little bit more of an understanding of this, perhaps, is that when Hashem is noig with din, the person is going through a tzara. When a person is, Hashem is judging us and you know, being noy with din, we know that when a person goes through a tzara, whatever it is, and a person has din, then that really makes us more worthy. And we go through the nesayin, and then we come out more worthy. And now the din allows us to receive more chesed, because now we're worthy. Why did we get stopped? Why couldn't we access all that chesed? Because we weren't worthy. But through the din, that's what makes us more worthy. Now we're able to, once the din kicks in, that could be the key to how to tap in to the weighted chesed that's waiting there to come at us from that place of chesed, from that place of din. Just something we could think about. The Rebbe Avraham in Kapitel Chaf, he refers to this idea. And he says, very interesting, we say, Ati yadati ki Yashia Hashem Mashicha Yaneu Mishmei Kotchei Bigvurois Yesha Yeminoi. So if you think about it, Yemin we know is Chesed. So what does this mean? Bigvurois, with Gvura, which is Din, Yesha Yeminoi. Hashem will give us a salvation from the right. So he says this idea, that in a time through Gvura, when Hashem is being known with Din, that's the time that a person could get a salvation from Yemin, from the Chesed of Hashem. He goes on to say, that's also perhaps an interesting thing. He said, Poiseach es yodecha. Yad, yodecha is the left hand. Yamin is the right hand. So, Poiseach es yodecha, Hashem opens up his left hand. That leads to mazbiya l'chol chayrotz, and then we could tap into the chesed of Hashem. So, with this, Be'ez Hashem, we could understand, perhaps, the words of the Vilna Gaon that we said before. Vilna Gaon says that the chesed of Hashem is gonuz v'nelam. Yes, what does it mean? Hashem's chesed is gone. Hashem's chesed is all over. But in comparison to the amount of chesed that's hidden, that inactive, that chesed that hasn't been yet activated, all that chesed over the years that's been sitting in the tzafin, it's most, the roiv of the chesed in the world is indeed hidden. It's gonus v'nelam, it's taka hidden. And that's what the Goyin is saying. Rak through the gvurois, it's niskalik tzas mechazda in halomo. Through the gvur of Hashem, when Hashem is noyeg with gvura, Hashem is noyeg with kadosh, that leads to baruchu, that leads to Hashem's hidden chesed. That baruchu, that brings out that hidden chesed comes out and could be revealed through the midah of gvura of Hashem. And that's why he says a little bit of it, not most of it, is being saved for the tzaddikim l'salavai. Most of the chesed is, and nowadays, even when Hashem does din, not all that chesed comes out. Most of it's hidden. Rav Tuvcha Shetzafanti L'Riecha for the tzaddikim. But ksas, some of it is being dispersed in our days through the midah of gvura. With this, we could understand our pasuk. Elikim, at a time when Hashem is being noyeg with din, b'rav chasdecha, says Rav Avram, shehem atmunim b'gvurei secha. In the time of din, when Hashem is being noyeg with us with din, that is a time that we could actually tap in to Hashem's roiv chasdecha, which is hidden in the place of gvura. That's why it's not a contradiction. Elikim b'rav chasdecha. Ato Gibor, that leads to Mechalka Chaim B'chesed. That's where the Mechalka Chaim B'chesed lies, by the Ato Gibor. And with this, we could understand the end of the Pasuk. Aneini Be'emes Yish'echa. We use the word Yeshua, salvation. Very interesting thing. I saw in the Chumash Hagro, in Parshas B'Shalach, on the Pasuk of Esyatzvu Re'u Es Yeshua Hashem. So they bring down a Ksav Yad from Mordechai Epstein, brings down in the name of the Vilna Gaon. He says a very interesting thing. He says that in Shmoyne Esrei, in the first bracha, we end off, the Chassim, we end off by Melech Oizer Moshia Umogin. Oizer Moshia Umogin. Hashem is Oizer, he helps, he saves, and he's a shield. So he says like this, that these three things are parallel, are correspondent to the beginning of the bracha. We know that the end of a bracha many times corresponds. The chsimo is me'in psicha, corresponds to the beginning. We start off the bracha by saying, Elekei Avram, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov. And we know, Sfarim say, that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Avram is correspondent to the midah of chesed. He emulated the midah of chesed. Yitzchak was gvura din, and Yaakov was the middle, rachmam tferes. He says like this. I'm not going to delve into every part of it, but I'll read his words. He says that Oizer Umeshia Umogain is correspondent to these three things. He says Oizer is referring to Chesed, Chesed of Chesed. Umeshia, listen to this. Umeshia Hainu Chesed Shebegvurois. It's the Chesed of Gvura. What does that mean? Shomoshia li, that Hashem saves me be'es tzara, at a time of tzara. Meaning, Moshia, when Hashem is noyig as a Moshia, when he saves a person, that is correspondent, that is referring to the midah of, that is by a time of gvura. When Hashem is noyig with gvura, because a Yeshua is usually when a person is in an es tzara, time of distress, and then he has a Yeshua salvation from that. So he says that Moshia is correspondent to Lekei Yitzchak, which is Gvura. We see from here that Gvura and Yeshua are interconnected. That when Hashem brings a Yeshua, that's connected with Gvura. And it's interesting, if you think about it, we always find Gvura and Yeshua together. Like we said before, the Pasuk, B'Gvurois Yesha Yeminai, that Hashem brings a Yeshua with Gvura. Ato Gibor, right? Lo'el Hashem, at Rav Lohoshia, Hashem brings Yeshua. Right? And Al Anisim, we said tonight, Val HaGvurois, Val HaTeshuois, Gvur and Yeshua go together. And that's because a Yeshua is at a time of a tzara. And this is really, it could be a chizik for us, that when a person is going through a tzara, when there's a matzav of a tzara, you have to realize that the Yeshua, that Spez Hashem going to come, is not a separate thing. We're going through a gvura, we have din. The Yeshua is part of that midas hadin. It's not a separate thing. Oh, when it will be over, then Hashem will have chesed with us. No, it's going to come from the gvura. It's going to come through the tzafan. And it's just waiting there. When Be'ezras Hashem, hopefully we daven that Hashem to tap into that gvura, to that chesed, and when Hashem should be bring through the gvura that chesed that's hidden. And that's why we say, Elikim b'rav chasdecha, aneini b'emes yeshecha. That's why we use the word specifically Yeshua, because it's at a time of a tzara, at a time of when Hashem is being united with gvura. But we ask Hashem to bring us the Yeshua through that hidden chesed that's hidden in the backyard of the midah of gvura. So that's Elikim b'rav chasdecha, aneini b'emes yeshecha. Just be Messiah, with this we can understand. We say in Haidu, in the morning, Pesukah de Zimra, Pasuk in Tehillim, Hareinu Hashem Chazdecha, V'yeshecha titen lanu. It's beautiful. Hareinu. Hareinu means to show. So we don't say Hashem bestow chesed. Show us your chesed. The chesed is there. The chesed is there. It's just, you can't see it. It's hidden. So we say, Hareinu Hashem Chazdecha. Bring it that we could see the hidden chesed. V'yeshecha titen lanu. Bring us that Yeshua. Yeah, shakayach, a friend of Hanukkah.